Good day. Sunday, October 19th. In Mebour, we had been to a place, Brioche Dorée, which was like a bakery, boulangerie, restaurant, the whole nine yards. And it turned out they had some of those in different places, that same name. So on this Sunday morning, I like Sunday mornings, walking through African places because generally things are pretty relaxed, not too many people out and about. It's just a good place, good time to wander through cities. So this time we opted to look for a bakery. Now bakery means different things for different people. And in this part of town, we just were able to locate the bakeries, of course, on screen, on the phone, and it doesn't necessarily explain enough. But as was to be expected, the majority of the bakeries were bread bakeries, baguettes, and lots of them. And there's just a whole network of people moving around on bicycles, motorbikes, little carts, and then the bakeries themselves where all the bread is being handled, of course baked. So that was interesting to walk by a bunch of those places, but none of them served coffee or anything. They just made bread, which was all right. Then I ended up finding a place for coffee, which in this case was someone that had like 10 thermoses out front. And that's where he kept either the hot water or hot coffee. And coffee generally comes in black and then with sugar. A lot of it is sugared and might as well be Nescafe. But you get used to that and it's better than nothing, I'd say. So then we ended up probably walking about 10 bakeries, and that's pretty much all they had was the bread. So in the end, I opted to continue on while Johan went back to our place and did go to the one Brioche Dorée that they had located and found there was a long line. And they did have a lot of things that I would have liked to get. So I figured I'd give that a miss for a little bit and go for a longer walk and go to the China Mall, which is like a three or four story building where they sell everything under the sun, of course, coming from China. They are big providers for a lot of the things we need every day. In and around the house, business, your car, you name it. They got it figured out and they're generally pretty well priced. So eventually I made it back to the bakery. It turned out there was another entry that I could go through and get what I wanted. And not totally sure why all these people were still waiting, because they were the same people. It looks like that they were maybe waiting for leftover time or something like that. On the way, I made a picture of a horse that was having a rest while it was in front of a cart. When I made the picture, the owner was not in it, and that was on purpose that I took the picture then. But he came and he decided that he needed to get some money for the picture of the horse. I kind of laughed it off and said, nah, probably not. Anyway, he was a good person anyway. Everybody just tries. And one does find a lot of the kids asking for money. It's not always easy to say no, but I generally do. Quite often, they don't need to beg. They just have plenty of stuff going on. But so it goes. Anyway, back to the hotel and preparing for the next day, which is then a Monday. Thanks for coming along.